Tonight is the eve of the feast of St. Joseph, Sunday, March 18th, in the year of our Lord, 1973. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
My child, I wish to speak with you alone for the first few moments of your gathering here.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
You will not fully understand the ways of a Father in accomplishing the salvation of many souls of His children. I have stressed many times in the past that all will be trials and tested.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Prepare to do full battle with Satan. The strength necessary for your mission will be given to you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You have experienced
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
A major attack from Satan to stop the good work.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
But as we knew this, you would overcome. You will admit all unnecessary associates from your immediate work. You do not have the time left for idle talk and entertaining. The message must go in great haste throughout the world. We expected, my child, for you to fall into many pitfalls. Our warnings are given, but many go unheeded. However, all evil is never triumphant. The Father shall turn all evil to good. Man is carried away by his intellect and emotions. He would find more strength in trials, in prayer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The greatest attack from Satan are upon the young. All parents will be held responsible for the fall of their children's souls.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
The closer you come to your salvation, the harder Satan will fight and send his agents to destroy. I dispense among you many graces to strengthen you in the battle ahead. The day for the great trial of chastisement draw near. We are now gathering the sheep. The sacred ground founded here by the Father shall be a sanctuary of peace and solace to many in the future. Upon these grounds will come forth curative waters. Upon these grounds will be found the evidence of the hand of the Father.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
We will use many voice boxes and promote manifestations in many lives to strengthen our army throughout your world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Our great sorrow lies in the abomination being committed in the house of God. Do not be led astray by the fallacy that the duly consecrated and lawful priest ordained by sacred hands shall always have the authority from his God to bring the true body, supernatural and physical, to our children on earth. We sorrow for the manner in which man is doing this. We find abominations and divisions within the house of God. However, you must know as fact that in the place of the high priest of God, there are two outstanding forces from the Holy Spirit. When they bring the Son of God to you, evidence and truthfully brought in body and spirit. My Son placed upon earth representatives. They will counsel in truth or answer to the Father for their fallacies, for their abominations, for their half-truths, and for their falling into the false modes of modernism and humanism, which we find prevalent among many. We are all to remain steadfast and do not leave their home parishes. The heart of the house of God is the coming of my Son through the consecration of his host. Though we sorrow at the antics of many of our high priests and clergy, you cannot deny the validity of the consecration.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the
hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among
women. I do not choose to be repetitious in my words of the past.
Hail Mary,
I only emphasize that you prepare and make ready for the cleansing which is soon at hand.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
I have traveled throughout your world, shedding tears in many places. Tears of sorrow as I watch your world going farther into the darkness. It took much less for the Father to cleanse your world when he chose Noah to start anew. All who remain in well spirit shall approach the coming days with great hope. The rescue will be with the coming of my Son. There will be visited upon your country and the world a great plague. Many children will die in this cleansing. Young souls rescued from the contamination of a world that has given itself to Satan. The prayers of many upon earth, my child, have opened the doors of purgatory. Joyously, we have gathered to us many, released by the goodness of heart of those upon your earth. You have the graces and knowledge of truth among you that will guide you in the rescuing of your brothers from Satan. Your example must be one that is constructive.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Sin in your country and in the world has become a way of life. The young recognize nothing but sin. They have then moderated and become accustomed to vileness in their world of entertainment, godliness in their government, godliness in their schools. Now the main burden of the salvation of their souls will rest with the parents. Many of our clergy have become blinded through their loss of worldly pleasure and riches. Many have accepted a soul once high as a priest. Her heart is in hell.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
the fruit. He burns forever for the contamination he spread throughout the world. A man of God has his choice as a human instrument to enter into the kingdom of Satan. Man will not defy the laws of God without going unpunished. come over the earth. A great darkness. The air, stagnant, lacking oxygen. There will be no light. The candles will be few.
Enough the Holy Ghost.
Then the heat will become intense. You will be warned by the approach of the chastisement sometime before. Penance will come too late for many. Already the Father has started the ball on its way to you now.
Oh, my children,
why did you turn your back upon our Dino? I have been forced now to bow to the will of the Father, accepting with great sorrow the knowledge that many will be claimed before they can be ransomed.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
all who have been given the graces necessary for their salvation will with knowledge go forth and rescue their brothers.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I stand upon the head of the serpent. My heel will crush him, but not until man and the world have been cleansed. I come as a mediatrix of all graces, representative through my Son in the Father. There is a light, a great light upon earth. All shall bask in this light as they fight the great battle. Those who are in the light will find themselves scourged. Those who are in the light will walk the road of my Son. They will be crucified by their own. Unless man can deny his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, his children, and walk on the path of righteousness as a disciple of Christ, he shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
the greatest test of heart is how much you shall give, not how much you will receive.
Full of grace,
it is only in giving that you shall truly receive the light.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Each man must armor himself with every means of obtaining graces to strengthen his immortal soul. My Son is lonely. He has been abandoned in his tabernacle and his home. The doors have been locked He remains there a prisoner of his own.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners
now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
My son
among women
is very lonely in his house. Won't you come with compassion and ease his loneliness?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You do not abandon those you love. Have you no love for your Creator? Have you no love for he who gave his life upon earth for you? Have you no love for he who still sheds his blood for you?
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I have, oh woe to man, the saddest of stories. One of man against man, brother against brother, mother against daughter, father against son, in the battle of the Spirit
and to the Holy Ghost.
Now, oh poor aged and helpless poor of earth, you will now be victims of your own. Doctors of the earth, what have you done to yourselves in your practices? You do not seek to preserve life, but to destroy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
My poor children, hopeless of heart, know now that the future after the cleansing will be glorious, far more glorious than your human mind could ever conceive. Beauty of beauties, emotion superb, the fulfillment of every desire that man could conceive on earth will be yours in the kingdom. Is this, my children, what you will discard for the few short earthly years given to you as you run about aimlessly seeking the pleasures of your world and the riches? Willing to close your hearts and your ears to the truth. Many have chosen this path, where they find to shut out the truth will take the conscience God given to them away. How mistaken they are. They cannot run from the Spirit.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us
sinners now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
There will be in your world accidents that are not accidents, deaths not of natural causes.
Full of grace,
planned by the satanic son.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I can only, at this time, reveal part of the message given by Our Lady. There is now in the world a satanic grouping of one world planners. They will eliminate slowly in their plan the church of Jesus. This will be accomplished in great haste should the seat of Peter be abandoned at this time. We ask that all prayers continue in perpetuity. A constant vigilance of prayer will go throughout the world. Your world can no longer be saved by any means of man, for now man stands in judgment before his God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the
fruit of thy womb. Should I give you at this time dates as you ask, my child? There will be no constructiveness in this measure. Be prepared now, and you will be ready for what lies ahead. Love of your God, honor to your God, and following the rules set forth by your God shall not be a temporary habit, but must be inborn and a renewal complete. Who parade as angels of light, but carry black hearts, do not go unseen by the Father. They shall be pulled as weeds from the garden.
The crowning with thorns. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom.
There is no force, be it in your heaven, on your earth, that is above your Creator. Man, in his arrogance, shall meet the face of a fallen angel.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You will remove now from their sacred stool set up within the all clergy who do not accept the truth and follow their vocation with pride and godliness as representatives of their God, shall meet the confusion and delusion are the work of Satan. You have been given the truth, and you will be guided in the truth if you remain close to my son. We are permitting at this time manifestation and evidence of miracles more abundant than ever in the past history of your world. This is a means we shall use to fight the armies of Satan. I promise, as the mother of God and Queen of Heaven, to bestow upon all who come to my sacred ground powers within their sacramental for cure and conversion. I want it known at this time that I was a partner in human form, but so placed by the Father in his plan from time and eternity. I came upon earth in virginity, and I left earth in virginity. When my work was completed, I was taken through the power of God into the kingdom to join my son. Just as you, Veronica, when your work is completed, will be taken in your soul and spirit to the kingdom. I made this promise to you, and I do not speak in idleness. You, my child, were not chosen by accident. You were chosen for your strength in suffering. I wish this, my child, to be given in print, though I know that you would prefer it not be given to the world. But my child, you are no longer an identity, but an instrument of God, a transmitter of the message to mankind. Therefore, all words I choose for you to speak out will be given to mankind. Once, my child, you have learned that it will be necessary to completely retire from your human attachment, you will find that will be useful for the salvation of other souls. My child, by the fact that you have come through triumphant, as we knew you would.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Do you, my child, not know that you must be purified too? Over to the left side of the flagpole is St. Teresa, and now she's motioning to the right side of the flagpole, and there Teresa says, my sister Teresa is on my side. Oh, Teresa, avouez you? She said, lift you. Teresa said, I can speak in English. I do not have to use my native French. Veronica, I followed the rule given by Teresa of Aviv Avilah. Avilah. The rule must be continued. The changes brought into your world have been to corrupt the sisters of the convent. Those who choose to follow the fashions and fads have been misled, and many are on the road to hell. Their example has also placed many souls with them on this road. The habits of the sisters are abominations in the eyes of the Father. There will be no strength in the house of God for man unless he returns to his ways that have proven strength in the past. By your fruit will you be known, and many now lie rotten upon your earth. They have also fallen from the trees before they grew to bear fruit. It is the plan of Satan to close the doors of the house of our God. His purpose shall not be accomplished, but in this battle many souls will be lost to heaven. Now over the flagpole burns, oh, it's Michael. Michael is coming forward. It's very, very windy. Now Michael has over his, he has a short sort of a garment on, but over it he has a cape. It has a gold clasp that's holding it together, but the wind has caught it now. It looks like it's velvet, a velvet green cape, and it's blowing, but Michael now is holding a spear. The tip of the spear is very golden. Now Michael has taken the spear and he's pointing back towards the church. He said, open the doors and allow me to enter. Bring me back to stand guard over the house of God. You open the door to demons with your permissiveness. Now, over on the right side of the flagpole is Rahil. Oh, and St. Joseph. St. Joseph is now standing there. And St. Joseph is being joined. Our Lady is going over to him. And also, oh, behind now, oh, now to the right of St. Joseph is, oh, it's St. Anne. I know St. Anne. Oh. The Holy Family, written above them, the word, the Holy Family, it's written like in the same kind of writing on the picture just in front. The Holy, it's all written together in Swift Family, in golden letters. Now Joseph, he has on a long brown case-like garment, and Joseph, he's smiling, and he said, I am a man of few words, preferring to stand behind my son. But I do feel great sorrow for the state of man on earth and his family life. The family that does not pray together cannot stay together. For prayer chases the demons from the household. Why has man no longer chosen to bless his home with sacramentals and the waters? I wish that all fathers of households stand forth and practice their role. They will use the rod and not permit their children to go astray. Firmness is needed in your world that is filled with laxity, permissiveness, and degradation. Your children have been misled by many who shall answer to the Father. As teachers, they have failed in their roles. Therefore, as parents, you must succeed in yours. The greatest detrimental factor in the family and home is the desire for the material. Better that you live in the gardens and fields with the nourishment of manna from heaven than to be filled with the abominations of the world. Man has lost his way. Man has set himself on the road to the kingdom. He has not much time to return to the road. He will gather his family about him and save those he loves, and in the charity of his heart seek to set an example for his neighbor. I see over on the left side of the flagpole a large cross, and it's setting over St. Peter's. The cross seems to be darkening. It's becoming very black. I see a great darkness settling over St. Peter's. Now, there's appearing in the sky a book, and the book has a large cross upon it. It's a golden book, but the cross is black. Now, a lady is coming over. She's whispering. She's bending down. Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Yes. I'll be ready. Yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, yes. But my family, but yes. Our lady said that at this time, this has to be remain confidential, so I cannot put it into print around Our Lady Set the Tape. I've been given a message. It's quite astounding, but I'm very happy in one way. There's no way I can explain it. I'm very, very happy. I'm very happy. The clerk advises me that I'm very happy. Thank you, Blessed Mother. But, yes, I understand, yes. Now, Lady says that you will all continue your acts of sacrifice and penance for the clergy. Because they will be sorted as sheep and goats. The hierarchy will also be given the same test. All that is rotten will fall until the church and house of God will be restored to the original plan of the Father. Our Lady says she is very pleased at the reception and the extent in which her words have gone throughout the world, for it is reaching those destined for the kingdom. But now her main concern is that they reach others. That this work of spreading the message must be taken up by all. It must be remembered that Satan will fight every inch of a way, knowing the powers given him by the Father, when he was esteemed as the highest in heaven, he will use these powers to stop the work on earth. Therefore, remain in the light with the sacramentals, and all go forth as disciples of Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Lady said to continue with the prayers of atonement, and when she gives me the signs with her rosary, Jesus will bless all sacramentals with his arrival. Our Lady suggests that I sit down for 10 moments. Oh.
Oh.
I don't know exactly what it means, but our lady said that you will be numbered among the poorest of the poor, but the richest of the rich.
Well, they did.
Oh.
The poor part.
Oh. No, she said, our lady said, now remember, because I might not be able to remember it.
Okay.
Our lady said that you will be numbered among the poorest of the poor, but the richest of the rich. Did you remember that?
I remember that.
Okay.